Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. After a few reply from you, and also a few atshaji of other, meaning some people I ask them, even some beloved to me, did you read my article? Not yet. Did you listen to my message? Not yet. I have a question for you, and a very, very strong message, but I mean it. If you read my articles, I will summarize it. The reality is ugly, but there's a truth. Anyone living in this state, he's in a state of kufr, shirk, denial, arrogant, make-believe, assuming, and not only that, the person deep inside, he do not want to grow. Why we do not want to grow? Because I believe I'm grown already. This is why we do not ask questions, we do not seek consultation, we do not want upbringing. And the big musibah in here, when I live in my own phobia inside, to the point, like one brother, he tell me, I'm scared to ask question, I'm scared to seek consultation, I'm scared whatever. Why? This has many rooted. There's a bad upbringing, diminish in the personality, or sometimes it's the opposite. When a person becomes rebellious, big rebellious, he want to prove himself so quick, but he want to prove himself without the essence and the reality of he have to grow. And growing has nothing to do with the age. You can be 30 and 40 and behaving like 15. And you can be 6 and behaving like 40. Maturity has nothing to do with age. Maturity is the amount of learning experience you learn from it to deal with things with guidance, wisdom, maturity for the benefit of you and other. Now, one brother, I was talking to him now, and he asked me a question.
I wanted to know whether the other extreme of it is where you're afraid to make decisions completely. You're just afraid to make any decision, not because you're arrogant, but you're just afraid to make any decision.
Okay. When you hear the question, the early people said, afraid to make a decision is arrogant by itself. And afraid to make a decision containing two things. Not only arrogant, scared, denial again. This happened from diminishing of the personality by the parents, especially the mother. When the mother dictate, especially the boys, she will diminish a man. She will diminish a man. He will never be a man. He afraid to make a decision. Okay? He always is scared to be wrong. Okay? He always is scared to be somebody call him mean. And in meantime, when the parents, especially the mother or the father, he so try to be guardian to the point the person be is born, bred, and in meantime, he cannot do. He cannot be. Now, once his life come, he cannot do that. Once the life come, he cannot do that. Meaning what? When the reality show up, he doesn't have the basic. He doesn't have the basic. It's almost like having a laptop, top in a line. Okay? Which we do not have, meaning me and you. And in meantime, we have no program. No program at all. We do not have any program at all. Did you hear the music in the background? There's a car passing by. I'm just telling you that in case you think, you know, Brother Ahmed in the disco or something. No. There is a price of the environment. There's a price of the environment. Can I be distracted? No. Can I go dancing? No. Can I join him? No. Let it go. I have my goal. I am busy with my own. The car is gone. The interference in my time is gone and I'm still focused on what I'm doing. Again, all this upbringing. If you ask me, a lot of us has a very bad upbringing. Or I will call it no upbringing. A lot of diminish, a lot of phobia, a lot of complication, a lot of... Put it this way, we do not have even upbringing in Iman. We'll have upbringing in life. You see? Because when you think about all this, what make me brave? What make me make steps? Is believe in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told Rasulullah in the Quran, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. If you set intention, say Bismillah, tawakkal, finished. You have no hesitation. A mu'min has no hesitation. But does it mean you do tawakkul ala Allah without no seeking knowledge or consultation? You see, today we go to two extremes. Either hesitation and afraid to make decision, or ignorant and arrogant to the point I'm even do not ask question and seek consultation. I was talking to some young man I love, and we were talking about the topic of moving. And I asked him, you know, do you want my advice? Do you want my advice? Or you want to do it your way? Do you know what he said? My way. In his behavior, he believed, like, why you intervene? It's not a big deal. But he forget, he make a lot of mistakes. Number one, this is not the way you talk to somebody elder. From the wisdom, you can ask him, can you please share with me, what are you going to lose? What are you going to lose? They said, two brain better than one. Two heart better than one. But again, the dictatorship, and we do not see it. Dictator with what? Dictator in stupidity. Dictator in ignorance. Dictator in assumption. He said, oh, but I have already, one time I moved. He forget, one time equal 30, 40, 60 years of experience. By the way, a lot of the young people deny themselves a basic question and consultation. We deny ourselves the companion of good people. And when somebody gives us a knowledge or advice or anything, we fight. We fight the advice. Imagine, because sometimes the advice containing some wisdom is too high. And instead of learning to be humble and ask, brother, can you tell me, or sister, what you mean? Can you explain it to me? This is why I said in the beginning, our condition, the way I said it, is full of arrogance, kufr, shirk, denial. I can prove it to you in another article, inshallah, or another session. Okay? Please, you said you have another question. What's another question?
My other question is, you had mentioned that, you know, we spend all this time studying and being disciplined in our field of study and dunya stuff, but not when it comes to deen. And I really wanted to know the answer of why we are disciplined in everything else, but when it comes to deen, we become like we know everything.
MashaAllah. Not only that, it's not the deen and dunya also. I give you an example. In your job, in your office, whatever you are, you look so professional. You look so man. You look so whatever. Look at your own personality in your own apartment, in your own house, in a supermarket. What knowledge you have. And the young people, I want to get married. Okay, you get married. What are you going to feed your child? You don't even know how to pick tomato. You don't know even how to pick vegetables. You don't know how to pick fruit. You don't know how to choose between what and what. I was talking to one lady yesterday or the day before, and I was talking about the farm-raised, you know, and genetic modified product. She looked at me like I'm speaking Chinese. She doesn't know what I'm talking about. And she's a registered nurse for many years, meaning she's an educated person. This is how ignorant we are. we so arrogant, so stuck, so ignorant, and we refuse to seek knowledge. Why? This is complication again between the wrong upbringing in a home, the wrong upbringing in a school, even the wrong upbringing in a masjid, and the wrong complication personality. And after that, I'm making money, I have a job, I'm a man. What do you want from me? I'm so big man, I don't need your advice. I'm a big shot now. Because today, you never have the proper, really, Islamic upbringing. Islamic upbringing doesn't mean you go to a masjid and you listen. Or you go to Google, or you go sit down and you have a link. No. You go after a sheikh. You sit down with humble and humility and listen. And have adab in dialogue. We lost all this. We lost it. We do not have it. We do not know how to talk, how to dialogue, how to respect elder, how to think, how to have a systematic thing. We do not have it. That's why when you do not have it, if you humble, you seek knowledge. If you arrogant again, you see, go back again to arrogant. When you arrogant, you have to make believe to cover up. But the big musiba in here, nobody, even you, thinking about, okay, when I get married, what topic I will talk to my wife about? How I can continue my talk? What happened if I make up everything and I do not have the basic? What happened if she has more knowledge than me? What I'm going to do to my child? We do not have all this question. We're living in illusion and mirage. And this why the result is a mess. Now the question should be, okay, what about when a person comes to like me, try to educate you? Oh, he's tough, he's hush, he's this, he's that. You forget the message. The early people, they said, the doctor can be harsh, can say, I'm going to cut your leg, but you accept it. You take the medication very sour and very, very nasty test. You take injection, it hurt you. The surgeon cut you off, but he doesn't cut you and give you all this to finish you because it's a must. What about upbringing? Which one is more important? Take the knowledge or complaining about the hush or the toughness of the person as excuse all the time? Please, my brother and sister in Islam, reflect. Reflect. I'm waiting for real, honest reflection before it's too late. I want you to imagine a person, he said, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, I respect you. But he called for nonsense. He talked nonsense, no details. And when I ask the person, did you hear my message? No. Did you read my article? No. Did you follow up for me, whatever message? No. How you grow? Okay, you do not hear my message. You do not follow my messages. You do not follow my article. Ask yourself now how you will be growing in your life. Who is your teacher? Do you have any teacher? Do you have any role model? And what happened when you learn everything your way by Google and YouTube and internet? It becomes the knowledge according to your nafs. You see? Not with a principle. But I promise you, if I even take you in the kitchen now and tell you, imitate something by yourself, you cannot do. Why? Because you only know how to be, what you call it, copycat or copycat. You see, I call it monkey business. Because what it means, you will do a recipe. But do you know the principle behind it in every ingredient? No. Can you invent your own? No. Can you change? No. Do you know what the answer is behind it? No. Do you ask question? No. That's why the main disease in the ummah, unbelievable arrogance, stubbornness, make believe, and a lie. I call it a lie. I call it a lie. Because when you meet people, what are you going to do? The majority of people will not talk to you like me. They will shake the head and they know you are a liar, or make believe, or fake, or hollow, because you will make a lot of mistakes and nobody will correct it. They will shake the head and they will go. And they will have no respect for you. They will have no respect for you. Because how you get respect when your knowledge means business? When your knowledge intact? But if I take you now to the kitchen and try to make a recipe and become a disaster, you will come to me with the kitchen again? I take you to the sea until you let swim and you drown. You're not coming back. You will not ask me, it's too late. And this is what they say when I was young. They said, don't go with a liar to the beach. And otherwise, he will drown and he drown you with you. You see? Very beautiful wisdom, and this heavy. Apply it to everything in your life. If you depend on yourself and your shaitan and your arrogance and assumption, tell me, where are you going? Today you can burn a rice. Tomorrow you burn a cake. Third day you can burn your own self by marrying the wrong one, getting the wrong seed, upbringing them in the wrong way. And now you sit crying over the mistake. You see how it works? And not only that, Allah told us, make tawbah, make a U-turn, ask Allah, seek knowledge, seek consultation. Why we do not do that? Because the essence of Iman inside is not there. The essence and understanding of Islam is not there. My dear brother and sister in Islam, you have a chance. It's an example of what I said, when we claim we love Allah but we do not follow Allah. What Allah said in Quran? If you claim you love Allah, follow me, Rasulullah. Allah will love you and forgive your sins. I can give you the verse number later on. You see? By this way, love is not a talk. It's not huggy huggy buggy gubby whatever and kissing. I love you. This is called hypocrisy. This is called a lie. This is called two faces. When you love, you follow. When you love, you obey. When you love, you learn. When you love, you please. Next time you say to somebody, I love you, think what it means to you. Just hugging and kissing? Or let's play and have fun? We misunderstand many things. Big time. Big time. Ya Allah, my dear brother and sister in Islam, is just reflection. Please ask yourself, look at yourself and the surrounding. What impact in your surrounding? And what impact in you, in your surrounding, in yourself? And what you're planning to give to yourself, to the immediate gathering around you? And what you're planning to give to your parents or to your children? You see? Think, I wish somebody to answer back and tell me. By this way we can continue this dialogue, which we do not have it today as a ummah. We become so individual, so hard-headed, everybody going to his highway, and we're not getting together at all. Join it. Join your soul with Allah. Join your soul with the knowledge of Allah wa Rasuluh. Seek knowledge. Seek companion and good companion. Ask question, seek consultation, verification before you die. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.